Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It's time to talk about my favorite place in the world to visit whenever I am bored, which happens very often. You're moving house or you feel like redecorating, or, you know, for this particular place, if you have a craving for Swedish meatballs, you're going to travel to either two parts of Singapore, okay? Alexander or Tampines.
Yes, indeed. Can I just interject though for 1 second and just give a shout out to our producer, Rianne Lovell-Boland, to whom I'm sending a lot of love because she moved house over the weekend.
Oh gosh.
And moving house is always a big shift, a big change. So congratulations, Rianne. But yeah, back to the story. Almost every household or office will have one or more products from this global business, and it's due to their convenience, affordability. We, of course, are talking about, if you haven't guessed it already, IKEA.
Yes, but being a large business comes with large responsibilities. And IKEA Southeast Asia is on a mission to integrate sustainability into their everyday business instead of having it as, you know, like a separate department. They've got an IKEA sustainability strategy, People and Planet Positive, that was launched back in 2012 with three main focus areas.
Yeah, let's dig into those just for a second. Healthy and sustainable living. So that means offering products and solutions that empower more and more people to make more sustainable daily choices. Fair and equal, which contributes to a better life quality in disfavored communities. And we'll find out more about what that means. And finally, circular and climate positive.
And in the studio to tell us more about all of this is the head of corporate comms, IKEA Southeast Asia, Corinna Schuller. Corinna, good morning and welcome.
Hi. It's always nice to talk to a fan. Thank you for that great introduction to IKEA.
Can't get a fan badge when I go there.
Thanks.
So you guys have taken a huge step to integrate sustainability throughout the business rather than what some other companies do where it's sort of like a standalone function. What was the process behind this, the mindset? How do you guys go about it?
Yeah, thanks. It's a good question. I know you're probably wondering, you know, what is someone from corporate communication doing here when you want to talk about sustainability? And let me assure you, it's not because we see sustainability as a PR issue.
Okay.
Or you might be asking, you know, do we still care about it? And, you know, 1,000 times, yes, we do still care about it. And it's not about the function. So our starting point is that climate change is a real and urgent threat. And that businesses with our size have a real role to play in combating problems that the planet is facing today. And as you mentioned, we have a global strategy. It's very clear what we need to do. And there's more than 200,000 of us working all around the world under the IKEA brand who have a role to play in that strategy. You know, whether you're working in product development or sourcing or logistics or retail, where we are here in Southeast Asia in our stores. And so with these big ambitions, we've had a team of people dedicated to sustainability for a long time as a standalone function. And they're a fantastic group of specialists who set out a really strong roadmap for us and successfully moved that agenda forward in our business. But we realized a few years back that it can be very tempting for people to look at a few individuals in the business to achieve that agenda when actually it's owned by all of us. It's not a function. Mm. It's actually the way we work. It's a business enabler. It's part of our values. It's part of our DNA. So the responsibility, we believe, rightly sits with the people who make everyday choices throughout the supply chain. You know, it's how we design our products. It's how we source our raw materials,
right?
How we construct our buildings, manage our waste, develop our food range, hire our people. So I don't speak for other parts of the IKEA business, but here as the retailer in Southeast Asia, we believe we can move faster and more effectively when sustainability becomes a natural part of everyday work for everybody in our business. So you asked, how did we do it? Over the last year or so, our sustainability specialists have been workshopping with teams, building competence, and step-by-step handing over responsibilities, helping us all see our role in the strategy, what we need to do. And so as head of corporate communication, it's my job to share our stories and to help create a positive social impact in the communities where we operate. Very easy for me because I love this subject.
Oh, brilliant. You said it's part of your job to share stories. I mean, what would you say would be one of the standout stories that would define the change that you've been able to make?
I love talking about social entrepreneurship. We believe that the best way out of poverty, which is one of the sustainability goals, is to give people meaningful work. So we do that firstly as an employer. Of course, directly we try to give fair and decent work to everybody in our employ here in Southeast Asia. But in addition, we work with about 26 different social enterprises around the world who are developing products for the IKEA range. And those are craftsmen and women who are from small artisan communities developing products hand in hand with our designers that end up on the IKEA showroom floor. So we're giving them access to big markets, helping them get a solid business going for people who are otherwise marginalized and don't have much opportunity. So in that way, we're creating meaningful work. And that's on the range and supply side. Then here as a retailer, we're also trying to develop, we're committed to developing partnerships with social entrepreneurs in every market where we operate. In the Philippines, moving forward, we're going to work with an organization called Rags for Riches that will develop our sewing services in the store that we're going to open there in Manila in 2021.
Are these stories some of the stories that represent this idea of people and planet positive, would you say? And me being the exciting person that I am, I was recently playing a game from the IMD Business School. And this game was actually about, let's say you're a sustainability officer and you want to raise awareness about sustainability within your company. How do you surmount the challenge of mindset in your company? Has that been a challenge?
I would say this transition that we're on right now, mindset is in fact the biggest challenge, because no one at IKEA needs to tell me to book a budget flight. Cost consciousness is a part of who you are when you work at IKEA. Everybody knows that this is how we operate. We're going to have a VC when we can, and when we need to fly, we're going to book a budget flight, and there's no questions asked, because cost consciousness is one of our values and it's embedded in every single thing we do. So likewise, yes, we need to embed that people and planet consciousness in every single person in our business. And that plays out then when you go to the printer in your office and when you go to a supplier to ask, you know, what is your paper made out of? Is this FSC positive, FSC certified paper? Every single decision we make needs to have this caring for people and the planet, our value embedded into your decision. It's just a natural part of the way we work. So we're working on it. And I think we're getting there. We have a lot of people with a lot of passion for this topic. It's one of the things that makes IKEA such a great place to work, because people, it really comes from the heart. People really feel this. We feel we can make a difference as a big business. We have a lot of influence. We have a real role to play, a voice in society, and how we operate can make a big difference.
This morning, we are speaking with Karena Shula, who is Head of Corporate Comms at IKEA Southeast Asia. We've been talking about your sustainability efforts, sustainable work, but I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute, I associate wood with IKEA furniture, some of my favorites. In terms of, is it right to say recycled materials make it more sustainable for IKEA furniture? What's the stand on this?
Yeah. First of all, on wood, you're right. Wood is a really essential part of the IKEA identity. I mean, where would we be without our Billy bookcase or our Pohang chair? The world would be a lesser place without those things. And it's true. We are one of the biggest consumers of wood in the world. 23 million cubic meters of round wood we purchased last year alone. So to have enough wood to keep growing our business, it's absolutely imperative that we preserve that as a natural resource. And we do that by working with the Forest Stewardship Council to certify. We help certify forests. We work with the WWF to help forestry operators get certified, because we want more and more FSC wood so that we can feel good about the wood that we buy. Mm-hmm. And that means we're not buying social conflict areas or high value forests. We're very careful about the wood that we buy. In other words, we have all kinds of procurement principles around that, code of conducts around that. But we are moving more and more into using the wood that we have in a really smart way. And recycled wood is, of course, also part of our range. By 2030, we will be 100% FSC certified wood or recycled wood in our range. Okay. And we're 90% of the way there to that goal today.
So you have this Say Yes to Less Waste campaign that was launched at the IKEA Tampines, is that right?
Yeah, it's the government's campaign, Say Yes to Waste Less. But they chose our store as a place to come and launch that campaign, because we're very aligned in terms of our ambitions. And we've worked with the NEA on a lot of great projects. That was one of them.
So how do you minimize wastage when you're actually producing furniture, but also, you know, are there prospects for IKEA having some kind of a furniture recycling program?
Let's go back to first, how do we help reduce wastage? I mean, the reason they came to our store is their emphasis for that chapter of the Say Yes to Waste Less campaign was to urge Singaporeans to choose to reuse. And we have heaps of products in our range that can help you do that. Reusable water bottles, our reusable, beautiful blue Fracta bag is famous around the world. Everybody is using it. We were the first to introduce that, to get rid of plastic bags in Singapore and introduce only a recycled, reusable bag made out of recycled materials. We were the first to do that. So that's why the NEA comes to us. We have great products that will help enable people to live a more sustainable everyday life at home. And that is a big part of our mission. When you're talking about our global strategy, we want to reach 1 billion people and convince them to live a more sustainable and healthy life at home with all kinds of cool products like LED bulbs and so on. You know, make the switch to products that save energy, reduce water, reduce food waste, and so on. But then you asked, your second question is,
is there a prospect of recycling furniture? Because as an expatriate who's lived in 3 different countries in the last 10 years, I can tell you I've been through a lot of IKEA furniture, and I can't always get someone to buy it off me when I leave a country.
Right. And we know that is one of the biggest challenges we face, and that is part of the strategy that you mentioned, is to become a circular IKEA. So we are looking at the end of life of our furniture, and we want everything to be reusable, renewable, or repurposed or recycled at the end. So we want to enable our customers to maybe buy and sell to one another. We want to take furniture back. To do that, we need to find good partners in our communities who can help us to recycle. We don't want to be the ones to take it to the dump. We want to find a partner that can help us to recycle that furniture. And we're working on that. We're starting by exploring here a program to take back mattresses as a start.
We're speaking with Corinna Schuller, who is head of corporate comms at IKEA Southeast Asia. We've been talking about the obvious stuff, the products that can go a long way to sustainability. But one product from IKEA that's often overlooked, one product that plays such a huge impact to the environment, is food. Let's talk about food wastage, the company's stand on it, people ordering more chicken wings than they should, and the potential for plant-based dishes. Perhaps that's something that you guys are looking into. Any thoughts on that?
Well, in December, we introduced a vegetable hot dog.
If you haven't tried it,
it's made out of kale and quinoa and all kinds of things that are good for you.
Nice.
And the idea behind that product introduction was that we don't want healthy and sustainable food to be something just for the few, a luxury. We want it to be everyday product like the hot dog that people love. So we are introducing more and more healthy products. I mean, my family buys a bag of our vegetable balls once a week for our plant-based meal. And there's a lot of great things in our range. Our seafood is all MSC or ASC certified, is coming from either sustainable fish farms or from sustainable fisheries, things like that. And we do have something coming up actually in May that will also be called a plant ball. So it will be also vegetarian, but very more plant-based.
I've noticed the preparation for food at IKEA, it's done in batches. Is that a way to sort of prevent food wastage?
We work really hard on this. We have introduced this year a program, or maybe it was about a year ago, a program called Waste Watchers. We actually have scales in our kitchens digitalized with a special program.
Okay.
We weigh every morsel of food that gets thrown out in our business.
Okay.
And we record, why was it wasted? Was it thrown in the bin by the customer? Was it part of our food preparation process? Was it because we over-ordered, perhaps, and had leftovers at the end of the day? And by tracking the causes and the sources of your waste, you just create overnight awareness amongst the coworkers so you can maybe adjust your ordering, maybe adjust your food prep process. Mm. And we have, at IKEA Tampines, reduced our food waste by 30% just since the introduction of this program. And that program's rolled out worldwide. So food waste is something that IKEA is really working hard to tackle.
I think that's something we can all learn from, right? Just finally, what's next? Where do you want to be 5 years from now?
Wow. Well, we're heading towards that 2030 goal of being a fully circular business, where we have really introduced new services, introduced new products and new ways of working that will enable us to regenerate and make a positive impact on the planet.
We've been speaking with Corinna Schula, who is head of corporate comms at IKEA Southeast Asia. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Good weekend to you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.